Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to another Irish Examiner rugby podcast in glorious Cape Town. We're down by the waterfront amongst the sleek super yachts and the rusty tubs, which brings me to, this is Simon Lewis, rugby correspondent at the Irish Examiner, and with me is the sleek catamaran that is Donal Lennon. How are you, Donal? Enjoying the sunshine?
Yeah,
you haven't had much of it?
No, I mean, I just want to point out, look, we were in front of a beautiful table mountain last week. It did rain on Tuesday and Wednesday.
You couldn't even see the mountain.
Exactly. So, I mean, it isn't as if we're here in glorious sunshine all the time. But look, we'll take every little bit of a bonus that we can get.
Exactly. Plenty to talk about this morning on the eve of the second test. Obviously, as you'll know by now, the Lions take a 1-0 lead into this best of three series. The second test back at Cape Town Stadium on Saturday night. Lots to talk about, as I say. And we can't really start anywhere else but that unprecedented, I would say, Razzie Erasmus video, 62 minutes long and addressed to camera, posted online, obviously deeply unhappy with his perception of the match officials, but breaking new ground really for a head coach or a director of rugby as he is by calling out the match officials in the way he did.
It's incredible, really. I mean, look, I've been involved in this game a long time. Referees are sacrosanct, they always have been. There's protocols there in terms of what happens after a game. You see it at whatever level, Pro 14, Gallagher Premiership, Top 14 in France. There's a protocol for club coaches whereby they can get in touch of their referees official to discuss various issues that may have happened during a game. And it's no different at international level. Razzie Erasmus, an hour on the video the other night, it was just incredible. I think there was 32 different incidents that he referred to over the course of the hour, a lot of repetition in it. I have to say, I thought it was pretty sad, if I'm being honest, because Razzie is somebody we know from Munster, what a stoic figure he was during his time there. I watched him in the press conference on Tuesday when they announced the team. He was sitting with Jacqueline Arbour, who of course was Munster's defence coach. He is the head coach of South Africa. Razzie is director of rugby. But Razzie placed himself at the top table on the basis he knew there was going to be questions over this
his tweeting,
bogus,
yeah.
bogus Twitter account. He denied that was him at the time. But the manner by which he's gone after Nick Berry, as you say, is unprecedented now. And it's even more strange from the point of view that when you come into a series like this, it's a team of officials who were appointed in advance. So therefore, between the two assistant referees and the referee on the day, you'd have Ben O'Keefe of New Zealand, Matthew Reynal, France, Nick Berry, Australia from last week. They do those games on rotation. So, like, Nick Berry has been absolutely publicly flogged almost by Razzie now, and he's on the touch judge for the second test tomorrow. Ben O'Keefe, being part of that trio from the outset last week, he now referees the game. Now, I think you were involved in a video call this morning, I think, with
Robbie McBride. Yeah.
He just explained, I think, they've had interaction with Ben O'Keefe since the Razzie outburst.
That's right. There was a meeting that the Lions and the Springboks meet online with the match officials, usually on a Thursday, as it was yesterday, separately. It's not a joint meeting. But the Lions say, well, certainly through Robbie McBride, the forwards coach, that they were assured by Ben O'Keefe that for whatever's going on social media, none of it will affect his decision making. And that has to be applauded because they've been put under immense pressure by Erasmus. And in a way, you know, it's a bit almost, I wonder how counterproductive it might be in terms of now the Springboks, every micro detail of the game you know, that they carry out will be scrutinised as well now. I mean, I don't think we're going to go down the route where every coach is going to start posting 1 hour videos. And it used to be the case where the proper channels was a get out clause for having a go at the referee. It was that's what coaches tend to use the proper channels for, to avoid commenting.
Exactly. I mean, look, I just think the whole thing has been bizarre. If anything, as you say, I think the referees know, you know, it puts them under undue pressure. Every single decision is now coming under scrutiny. But taking it back one step further, and I spoke about this in my column during the week, or after the game last weekend, Marius Jonker, who's the TMO, is a former South African referee. He, in my view, he was professionalism personified last week. I think the only question mark that you could raise was, in my opinion, definitely Hamish Watson should have got a yellow card for the tip tackle on Willy Larue.
Yeah, agreed.
In some ways, it might have swung the other way, in that Jonker was being overcautious by being seen to be against the Lions. But I'm surprised that World Rugby haven't made an adjustment there, because I'd hate this series to come down to a decision that has to be adjudicated in the end by the TMO. And given the marginal nature of so many of those decisions, you take the try that was disallowed, the Willy Larue, was he offside or not offside, was a very marginal call. And we see that in all sports, no more so than where VAR has gone and soccer. But that's part and parcel of modern sport. So therefore, the manner with which the officials have now been put under scrutiny by the director of rugby, of South African rugby, is bizarre. There's a part of me feels that Warren Gatland, and I know Warren well, is sitting back in the Lions camp in Hermanus, or an hour and a half down the road, and I think he's chuckling to himself, because if anything, I think this plays into the Lions' hands. He'd be saying, look lads, this is a reflection of the pressure that South Africa are under. Players feed off their management. If the management are jiggy, players become jiggy. Whereas I think Warren, on the other hand, would be calmness personified, and that is the message that he would be getting through to his players. Like, really, all the pressure is on South Africa in terms of it's do or die for them. They have to win to keep the series alive. You know, I think I saw a quote, was it the other day, talking about when you're desperate, you're dangerous. And South Africa are certainly desperate at the moment. So it's an intriguing build-up to the opening test.
Yeah. Just going back to Warren Gatland, you know, he's played... The approaches of Gatland and Erasmus in comparison to one another, they're chalk and cheese, aren't they? Gatland is a very wily operator. He doesn't tend to throw the grenades he used to throw when he was Wales head coach, but he just does it subtly. He uses humour to kind of have a dig at Razzie for the water carrier stuff. Just gets under his skin a little bit, and then Razzie comes full bore and goes totally over the top in his response. Well, it's just, Gatland's laughing all the way.
It's just dapping the mayfly, isn't it? I mean, and Razzie keeps jumping up and he keeps biting. And Gatty has got, you know, he's a bit more subtle, as you say. I remember in years speaking to Lawrence Delalio long ago, talking about... Warren would always give a bomb against Leicester Tigers before you go to Welford Road, which is the last thing the players wanted. But I think he's learned to become a bit more subtle. Definitely the thing with the water carrier, you know, the Commonwealth, it does help if you're the water carrier that you actually bring the water with you.
Exactly.
And Razzie was just ready to explode. But listen, it's all part and parcel of the game. If it's geared or generated towards taking the pressure off the players, then certainly I think that's worked, because nobody's talking about South Africa and let's say the issues that they had last week. I suppose one of the key discussion points that we had this time last week was it was very much a journey into the unknown, given that South Africa hadn't played a game for 20 months. A lot of their players had COVID. How was that going to affect them? From my perspective, I was actually surprised at how good they were in the opening half of the game. They were very structured, very organised, very physical, as they always would be. But it was noticeable how they just fell away as the game went on, how the Lions sort of changed midstream and as a collective got better. But that said, and I think you've got to be, the Lions have to be careful, for all the shortcomings of the box, they only lost by 5 points. They had 2 tries disallowed. They showed how dangerous they can be from broken play, and those opportunities arose. And that's one thing. The way the Springboks play, they don't change. They look to put all the pressure back on you. They look play a long territorial game, put you under pressure in terms of their line speed and defence. And you saw that early tackle, Lacanya Am on Elliot Daly almost put him out of the game. And they create most of their damage then from turnovers. They're very good from broken play. And when you consider, when you have the likes of Lacanya Am, Mapimpi on one wing, Cheslin Colmey on the other wing, then they can score from anywhere. It amazes me just how structured they are and how they don't feed the speed maybe a little bit more than they should. But look, I don't think they're going to change in any way in terms
of the
way.
Do you not at all? Like, you've got two of the best wings in the world, some of the greatest footwork in the world in the two of them. Mapimpi caused all sorts of problems when he got the ball. Colby never got a chance, did he? Because they weren't putting the ball in his hands.
No, I think he got one pass. He got 2 carries or something in the day. I think Mauro Atosha summed it up, and he said, look, we know what's going to come. It's just going to be at a higher level.
It's the 12 o'clock gun. Is it 12 o'clock? I don't know.
It's 12 o'clock here. I hope. Time for a drink. I hope that
settle
was the
cannon. Nerves.
I hope that was the cannon that goes off every day.
It was. I hope it was. Yeah. But, so the Springbok stick or twist, we think they're going to stick and just try and do that better. But
Initially, I think so. One twist they have made is they've gone back to the 6-2 split on the bench.
Yes.
But they've, what they call over here, they've gone for 2 fetchers. In other words, Quagga Smith, who was number 8 last week, he's an out-and-out open side. He's a 7, as we'd call him. That's a 6 over here. I mean, everything has a bit changed. But also Van Straden, who's been brought on to the bench, he's also a 7. So they feel, they know the Lions are going to lift the tempo in that last 20-25 minutes. But they have tweaked their bench to be able to compete if it does open up a bit, to generate the turnovers that I mentioned about earlier, to create those opportunities for Mapimpi and Colby. But I'm with you. I think it's absolute madness, given how dangerous those two are. And I have to say, Lacanya Am, who I've watched on the television, watched him playing for the Stormers in some of the Rainbow Cup early on in the year. I didn't actually appreciate how good a player he is until I saw the South Africa A game and the game last week. Damien Delander, who obviously we know well from Munster, and Lacanya Am as a pairing are outstanding. And I think that if the Box are going to win this test, then they have to show more trust in the creative talents of those players. Because, again, for me, there's one subtle difference from where they were in the World Cup to where they are now, outside of all the off-field stuff. The bomb squad, the 6-2 split, where they had this magnificent forwards bench that they were able to bring on that no other country was able to match. But it's slightly different here, because in a Lions context, you have the best players from the top 4 countries. So as a consequence, their bench has to be stronger than what a normal, let's say, an Ireland bench or an England bench, because you're taking the best players from the 4. You know, you had last week, for example, you had the likes of Conor Murray, Owen Farrell and Liam Williams, all test starters in 2017, who were able to come in off the bench. So like that's going to match, if not surpass, what you're able to introduce.
Absolutely.
So waiting for the bomb squad to sort of turn the tide in the last 20 minutes, I don't think it's going to work in this tour.
Let's talk a little bit about the Lions. We haven't to this point, really.
Yeah.
But the Lions can get better also. It's a point they've been driving home in the media all this week. Where do they have to get better, Donal?
I think, to be fair, they got better, as I said, between the opening half and the second half last week. I thought their kicking game improved immeasurably. I think they had this vision that, you know, they were going to play at such a tempo, they were going to try and get outside South Africa. The South African defence is so well organised that didn't happen early on, and I think that spooked the Lions somewhat. That said, even though they won the first test, I was always expecting Gatland to tweak his team. I think the call it experiment if you want, of playing Elliot Daly. And they seem to come into this series with the sort of preconceived notion that they were going to play Daly at 13. He played all his matches there in the warm-up games. They went out of their way to link him with Robbie Henshaw on that last Saturday match against the Stormers. Eddie Jones picked him once in the centre in 5 years. I don't think it worked, so I thought there was going to be a change there. I thought Bundiaki might come into the equation, but to be fair, I thought Chris Harris has had a very good tour. You were leaving Robbie Henshaw at 12, so therefore I think they're going to be stronger in that midfield combination from a defensive point of view. I suppose in terms of the kicking game, Conor Murray has been brought in, if you like, to certainly when he came on, his ability to put pressure on their back three was absolutely huge. And I think they're now looking at the likes of Ali Price, who had a good game the last day. When the game does open up, his pace and his ability to sort of stress defences and pick off any space that there is around the breakdown, I think that's they're going to attack that a little bit more as well. But look, I think if you're going to look at this, if you're going to look at this game looking to be entertained, you're looking at the wrong sport. It's going to be attritional. It's going to be kicking for territory, big chases, big tackles, and waiting for mistakes. Mm. The bottom line is, place kicking is huge. Where the Lions were absolutely brilliant is, as we know, the Springboks play a possession game. Mm. The Lions, they kick, but they don't kick to touch. They kick long, they kick parallel to the touchline. South Africa had only 4 lineouts last week.
Amazing, yeah.
2 in the first half, 2 in the second. Now, when you consider they use their lineout to launch their maul, which sucks pressure, which concedes penalties. As a consequence of the penalties, they kick it down into your 22, or else Pollard goes to the sticks. The fact that they had no lineouts left them almost scratching their heads, wondering, how are we going to get this possession game going? So I think they're going to have to find a different way now, because the line-out, which has always been why they play off, and even go back to Razzie's days in Munster, everything started with the line-out. The Lions are just not giving them that platform to play off.
Yeah. So what's your hunch? Quick prediction. I think the Lions are going
to... Look, I went narrowly for the Lions last week. I actually go for the Lions, but maybe, you know... with maybe a little bit more to spare this time out. I think all the pressure is on South Africa. I think the Lions, I tip my hat to their management, their coaching staff, the way they've got through the last 6 or 7 weeks in incredibly difficult circumstances. They really will put everything into finishing the series now, and I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. You could see Gatland reward some of the players who were on the periphery by starting them in the third test. South Africa, on the other hand, Razzie has played a very dangerous card. It'll be interesting to see if it backfires, but I'm going to stick with the Lions.
Yeah, good for you. Thanks very much, Donal. That'll be it. Thanks for listening.
To know what's really happening, subscribe to the Irish Examiner today at irishexaminer.com/subscribe.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.